don't have for a brain. On my life, I must see you again. I should think that's made it fairly plain. Is it is it is or is it ain't? Don't ask me to leave it out, or turn it up, or pack it in. Don't ask me, don't ask me. I'm a nitwit, I'm afraid. On my life, I believe we're tailor-made. I should worry if the weather spoils the trade. I'm a crumb and I'm in your lemonade. Don't ask me to knock it off, or cut it short, or jack it in. Don't ask me, don't ask me. Let me offer you my life and all my love. Let me offer you a bargain. What a lovely range. Don't forget the change. Don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask. Won't you try a portion or a slice? Slightly warm, but very, very nice. Don't ask me to leave it out, or turn it up, or pack it in. Don't ask me, don't ask me.
one killer version of the Hucklebuck, just what you were wishing for, right? You're thinking, well, I'd like to hear just an amazing version of the Hucklebuck. And that song does go way, way back. I believe it's like a 1940s, late 40s jump tune. So it's probably pretty rock and roll. But that version was from the album The Sound of the Chicks. And even though it's from 1962, I got a reissue of it. A great record, The Sound of the Chicks, doing the Hucklebuck. Before that, we heard another thing I got. This is from 79, Ian Dury and the Blockheads. I always liked this record, Do It Yourself. I actually had they had like 12 different album covers. So this was a kind of a cool thing what he did. It cost him a fortune, I'm sure. But each album, they bought all these wallpaper remnants. And every album was different because it had a different section or a completely different pattern of a wallpaper. And then they just printed on top of the wallpaper. It's called Do It Yourself. It's a great, great record. And it was pretty neat because you could have like probably 7 or 8 different covers on this record. Brilliant stuff. Ian Dury and the Blockheads, 1979. A song I really like, a jazzy tune, Don't Ask Me. So I got a nice little reissue of that. And also, Bow Wow Wow, going way back when. Also with that, When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going. And some of this stuff really holds up well. Bow Wow Wow really holds up well. Anna Boleyn, she's holding up well too. I think she's still doing some music now, but nice band. And they were Adam Ant's original band. Adam Ant got new ants, these are these old ants, and they actually started the Bow Wow Wow with Anna Boleyn, and it's just... Yeah, the rest is history, and I mean history. It goes way back. So another thing, I still like these Bulgarians from Brazil, and something about this band I just think is so wonderfully hypnotic and dreamy. This is from their 2020 release. They released a couple of like these things called the Levitation Sessions on cassette, and to help them get through when the pandemic was really hitting early on. And it was like lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. They did this album like all by pieces. And I'm sure they just, did it all, like, okay, here's this. You do this. You add this. It's a brilliant, brilliant record. And the tune was La Vemme a Morte. And that's probably something to do with dead. And it's from, once again, the Bulgarians. And one of their releases, they put out like 3 releases during the whole pandemic thing. They really said that this is what kept them sane during the pandemic, was just writing and recording and just kind of trying to stay alive that way. And it really shows. It's beautiful music. In front of that, speaking of beautiful music, oh, Mickey Katz doing the Knish Doctor. The Knish Doctor, yish. And I don't like when I know it's a great song, but they package it as like this was from Rhino Records, the worst records in the world. The world's worst records. And it does have the Wrestling Pussycat seal of approval. The worst records. This isn't the worst record in the world. It's a great record. But I guess it's like packaged that way to sell. But that was from Rhino Records, Worst Records of the World, Volume 2, Mickey Katz, who actually did sing with Spike Jonze. Love me some Mickey Katz. The song was Golden Earrings by Les Fantômes, and that's like an older French 1960s kind of instrumental surfy kind of thing. All right, I'd like to thank my buddy Gary for getting me this album this year. A band called the Bad Companions, which is his old bandmate from the Vibrachamps, Alan. Came out with a record. Great tune. The album was called Crazy Eights and Heartaches. And the tune was Funny Proposition, and that was the Bad Companions. Thanks, Gary, for that music on that. And got from 1972, they just kind of re-releases. This is called the Brown Star Sessions, and it's stuff that Captain Beefheart and his magic band never released. And this song did end up, a version of this song ended up on, I think, Strictly Confidential. But this was the Brown Star Sessions. There's a lot on this box set, a lot of junk. There's a lot of like jam sessions and a lot of just stuff that there's some brilliant stuff and there's some stuff that was kind of like, okay, where's the fast forward on this machine? And a nice reissue, I got Killing Joke, the first Killing Joke record with the first song on the record called War Dance. And this is what started this. You just listen to something like this. I was pretty young when this came out. I was negative 30 years old. And it was came out in 1980. And before they even, before they called it post-punk or anything, but this is the first Killing Joke record. And I remember just dropping the needle down and that song comes out. There's certain times where you do something like that. Like the first Roxy Music record, you drop the needle down, boom, and you hear Remake, Remodel, life-changing. Gang of Four, drop the needle down, boom, Ether comes on, life-changing. Same with this Killing Joke album. You just drop the needle down and your mind becomes reformed in a very interesting way. And it was the nucleus of the Zombo in your brain feeling that I get. And that was War Dance, Killing Joke from their first album, 1980. Pinball Machine, a fun country number. A bunch of bands covered this. The Fall actually covered Pinball Machine too. This was a version by Charlie Douglas, probably not the original, but it's a great tune about pinball machines. We started off with Moon Duo from last year's record, Escape. And yeah, the song was called In the Trees. All right, you know, I mentioned earlier about this Paul Leary record. I got to play another tune off this because it wins the wacky, wonderful, wild album of the year in my brain. And it's a very short song. The album is called Born Stupid, and it's Paul Leary, who was the guitar player for the Butthole Surfers. And here he is with and you're listening to before. I just want to get right into today's WRCT Pittsburgh Zombo in your brain. Oh, you're going to love this tune. Sugar is the Gateway Drug. Paul Leary from his new album, Born Stupid, in your brain.
It will take you up and down. It will make you smile and frown. Sugar is the gateway drug.
Sugar is the gateway drug.
Alcohol or heroin. Cocaine, it's all the same. Sugar is the gateway drug. Sugar is the gateway drug. Sugar is the gateway drug.
Sugar is the gateway drug.
Fluoride in your water too. It will limit what you do. Sugar is the gateway drug. Sugar is the gateway drug. Sugar is the gateway drug. Sugar is the gateway drug.
Sugar is the gateway drug.
Sugar is the gateway drug.
Sugar is the gateway drug.
Get that regal feeling, that good regal feeling after work and while you play. Get that regal feeling, that good regal feeling,
and chase those blues away.
Singing the blues. to society howl. You laughed at me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow. Back to the howling owl in the woods, chasing the lowly black toad. I finally found my future lies beyond the yellow brick road. Going to do then? You sail, shoot down your plane. Gonna take you a couple of vodka and tonics just to set you on your feet again. Maybe you'll find a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, howling for handouts from you on the ground.
Les gens méchants, la loi te dicte. on a frozen lake. Hazel Atkins talking to William Blake. Swapping spit and telling lies. Copper pins covering up their eyes. Crazy lonely down from Arkansas. Born in Shawnee, moved to Wichita. He's belly hungry.
Coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information, such as how you can protect yourself, what are some preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others. To find the answers to these and more, go to www.alleghenycounty.us.
Nah, just imagine the day when I am back in the studio live and I am not playing the coronavirus PSAs, because I'm going to play them and play them and play them and play them in the underground bunker until it gets through everybody's thick skull what they got to do to get going. And so it looks like spring semester, I'll be back in the studio live. Nope. We're going to hunker down this winter in the underground bunker. I'm going to keep you nice and cozy and keep you nice and twisted with all kinds of music. This month is one of my favorite months to do music. December, because it is my quarterly report. What you're listening to today, I probably told you. If you're just listening now, well then none of this is gonna make any sense to you. You think it's some kind of nut on the radio, and you know you are right. Every December, I gather all the music because I'm listening to music all the time. I'm always getting new music every day. Every day it's new music because it's interesting. I don't listen to music to enjoy. I do enjoy it, but I don't listen. It's always in the back of my mind, what can I play for you? What can I play on the radio? It's a wonderful feeling to be able to have like a free form show where I can just jump all over the genres, jump all over the years, the genres. So let me tell you what we played. I don't even know how I missed this record, but I just got it recently. A band called Hellwood. And you know who Hellwood is? WBCQ, are you listening? It's Johnny Dowd with Jim White. And they came out with this album called The Chainsaw of Life in 2006. And that was a tune called Alien Tongue. And I just scored that now. So, beginning of last year. A reissue of Electronically Processed, switched on volume 4. And of course, when I say something like that, some folks' ears will prick up and say, oh, Stereo Lab. And some folks will just prick up. All right, then that was Nomus and Etfius. God, this show here, I should listen to songs that have things I can pronounce. And where are those pictures I'm supposed to look at? Ponderous. Just ponderous. Anyhow, that was from their re-release, Switched on Volume 4, Stereo Lab, Nomus et Fesis. I don't know, Fusus, oh, whatever. A fun record that came out this year was Peter Stanfill's 20th Century. 100 songs. He did the whole 20th Century, a song for each year. And that was, some kind of 70s thing, right? Because it's Elton John, and it's Peter Stanfill's version of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And Peter Stanfill, Holy Modal Rounders, he might have even done some stuff with the Fugs. The guy is just a real treasure. He's a one interesting dude, Peter Stanfill. And it's like a 7-box CD or whatever, because it's 100 songs. And he does a song for each year of the 20th century, starting in 1900 and going to 1999. Fun record. That was his Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And let's see here. We started the Regal Feeling. And that was just some kind of beer commercial, some chick singing some like rockabilly beer commercial. So that was a fun find. And we began with Sugar is the Gateway Drug. You see it, man, just that. Paul Leary record, Born Stupid, came out this year. The guitar player from Butthole Surfers came out of left field and stayed in left field. What a great record. And let's get right back into this because I still got a lot to play. Next week is going to be the second quarter. Great. The best music that I found, and what could be reissues. It could be stuff that came out that time. Things I found, someone gave me. There's just no real rules. It's just when I got it in my, when I got it in my brain and I'm unraveling it into your brain. So next week is the second quarter, which will be January, February, March, April, May, January, February, March. 30 days has September, 14 days has November. Yeah, it's the next 3 months. I'm in music brain mode, not in calendar mode. Neat little thing from 2020, a band called the North Melbourne Surf Club. And it's a very consistent record, nice surf record. This is a tune they do called Sunbaked. And you can get all these shows downloaded. You can do those at zomboco.com and listen to some shows on WBCQ The Planet and radiocrown.com. Here it is, Sunbaked by the North Melbourne Surf Club.
We'll be right back. police and thieves in the street. Oh yes, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. From Genesis to Revelations, yeah, the next generation will be.
More data, more truth. All of the data,
and
all of the truth, right?
As more data becomes available, then we can start doing more with it. And as we do more with it, that creates more data. As more data becomes available, then we can start doing more with it.
Predicts.
And as we do more with it,
me.
That creates more data.
My algorithmic me.
And
psychological assessment.
And
computational inference.
And
my algorithmic me.
And
who I am.
And as more data becomes more data, as we do more with it, we can start doing more with it. That creates more data. Creates more data. As more data becomes more data, as we do more with it, we can start doing more with it. I feel like we're on the right trajectory that way.
Move the human race forward.
There is so much more information that we have not digitized. So much more information that we're about to take advantage of.
These are real lives that we're capturing. It doesn't get more real than this.
So you subtract out the kitten and start to put together a catalog of everything in the world. More data. More with it. More with it. More data. More data. More with it. More with it. More data. More data. More with it.
Unreliable.
Data. Data. More data. More with it. More with it. More data.
The medical essence of a human being.
The data is there. It's my data.
You don't get to see what they have.
Ask me for it, and I will deliver me.
Ecosystem.
that your bedroom has become.
It knows where you are.
The technology, intimately, it has recorded your every move, every nod, your every breath.
And it has an eye.
More data.
The blankets, the technology, invisibly.
How well I've slept.
Communicates this information to your healthcare provider when needed. Community of objects.
You don't own your data.
No problem to make the technology disappear.
The algorithm of me is slightly off. It's trivial. It's obvious. Maybe just a little bit.
It will happen.
It's obvious. It's trivial.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little bit.
I am going to be in an accident.
Predict.
Maybe just a little bit.
Really unique.
Predict.
Before you know it about yourself.
Maybe just a little bit.
Really unique.
Predict.
A marketplace that trades exclusively in behavioral futures.
Okay, so who cares? What's the big deal?
Pretty good chance this is a low-risk person. No chance they're going to commit a violent crime. You know, they may do some shoplifting or maybe some drug possession, but chances are they're going to be fine. So here's another individual, certain to be arrested for something.
I brought my girl red ribbons, she hung them in her hair. I brought my girl sequins, she stuck them here and there. I brought my girl blue china, she hung it from the shelf. Tonight I'm going to bring a rope and she can hang herself.
I can't give it up.
And I said that before, if you listen to only four radio shows this year, this should be one of the four. My quarterly report, finding, playing, and playing for you, the best music finds of 2021. And that was from stuff I found from January, February, March. Next week is another section of great music finds from this year. New releases, old stuff, things I stumbled on, things that hit me in the head. Ah, another track from the world's worst records. This is actually the first volume. Now I Want to Be Your Dog. Iggy Pop tune done by the Seven Stooges. Very well done. 1983. Man, does that hold up well. Something from 2012, I Was Made for Loving You. Yep, that was Beatles meets Kiss. So it's a whole album of guys that sound like the Beatles doing Kiss songs. And yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. Okay, an album called Loose Caboose, which came out, oh God, 1,000 years ago, the Bonzo Dog Band. This was a reissue of a bootleg. So it's stuff that never really was issued. And I actually saw Neil Innes live, and he played this song, I'm Gonna Bring a Watermelon to My Girl Tonight. My mom used to sing that around the house. How about that? Really explains a lot. From the 2020 Negative Land, The World Will Decide, the newer Negative Land album that was more data, we heard Junior Mervin doing a production by Lee Scratch Perry, the original version of Police and Thieves. Junior Mervin, which, of course, The Clash covered. How She Threw It All Away from the new box set, actually from 2020. Style Council, She Threw It All Away. Man, I still love the Style Council. Peter Weller, or Paul Weller? I don't know. I get the RoboCop guy and the guy from The Jam always mixed up. The Tomorrow Men doing Moon Age Daydream. Thank you. That's easy for me to say. From Ziggy Played Surf Guitar. It's a compilation that came out in 2011. All David Bowie songs done surf style. And we start off with a great tune, Sunbaked, by the North Melbourne Surf Club. Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. Finishing the show with Zap the World, Billy Hayes, who played Witchy Poo. And this is from the H.R. Puff and Stuff soundtrack from 1970, a nice reissue. Zap the World, Zombo in Your Brain, I Remainin' in Your Brain.
To cause a commotion, you mix some garlic with kasha and glue. You dab it on your elbow and arm, and zap! It makes a toad out of you. Zap the world, get together, together we can zap the world. Zap the world, come together, get together. Wizard, he gave me this lizard. You rub his nose on a bald eagle's beak. You dip his tail in some stale English ale. And zap! He makes a sneeze for a week.
Of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, where I bring you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Louis Jordan, some fine jump and jive tunes from the mid-1950s. Also, Victoria Spivey from the pre-World War II era, 1920s and 30s. Plus also Speckled Red, playing some fine boogie-woogie on the piano. That's all coming up here in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. But let's start off a little something, live track from B.B. King, recorded 1964. Here he is with Sweet Little Angel. B.B. King on the Deep Blues Hour.
You know I